Morning, folks. It's Friday, the 4th of September, and you know what that means, time to wrap up the week and get your digital house in order before the weekend.
I am ready for that, but first, what's the big story today?
Well, the FBI is looking into a service that's been selling over 153 million driver's licenses. That's a massive leak of personal data, and it's a reminder that your ID details are valuable to crooks.
153 million, that's more than the whole UK population, twice over. How do we protect ourselves from something like that?
You can't stop data breaches, but you can limit the damage. Use strong, unique passwords, and turn on two-factor authentication wherever you can. And don't share your driving license number unless you really have to.
Got it. And I saw something about hackers being arrested in Australia, Team PCP, right?
Yes, two alleged members of a hacking group called Team PCP have been arrested down under. It's a good reminder that cyber criminals aren't untouchable. Law enforcement is working hard to catch them.
That's reassuring. Now, what about this new service that tells you who's tracking you? Is that worth a look?
It sounds interesting, but be careful. Any service asking for your data to help you find trackers could be a scam itself. Stick to well-known tools from reputable sources and always check reviews.
Fair point. And I heard there's a new ransomware leak site that's active. Should we be worried?
Our DarkWatch system has spotted a new leak site on the dark web that's active and responding. It's flagged as high risk because these sites often post stolen UK data. But don't panic, just be extra vigilant with any unsolicited emails or messages.
So, what's our weekend prep checklist then?
First, back up your important files, use the 3-2-1 rule, 3 copies, 2 different formats, 1 off-site. Second, update your software and apps. Third, review your bank statements for any odd charges. Yes, think before you click. Scammers love weekends because people let their guard down. If you get a text about a parcel or a deal that seems too good, it probably is. And if you're shopping online, use a credit card, not a debit card, for extra protection.
That's solid advice. And for anyone who's been caught out this week, what should they do?
If you've been scammed, report it to actionfraud@actionfraud.police.uk and tell your bank straight away. The faster you act, the better your chances of getting your money back.
And that's the week done. Anything else, Bully?
Just this, take 5 minutes today to turn on two-factor authentication for your email and social media. It's one of the simplest, most effective things you can do to protect yourself.
And on that note, we'll see you next week. Stay safe, everyone.
Cheers, and have a great weekend. Just be smart online.